This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Larry Steinhaus Show.
Wow. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Larry Steinhaus Show, where money, mindset, and a little madness all come together. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus, and joined always by the brilliant Dr. Debbie Anderson, bringing her sharp insights and wisdom, and of course, the one and only Ami Marad, keeping things fun, fiery, and full of laughs. Ooh. Today, we're diving into stock options, real estate, wealth-building strategies, plus breaking down what's happening in the economy, politics, and current events. All of these things that impact your money and your future. We're going to give you actionable insights, a few laughs, and maybe a little controversy, because that's how we do it here. All right, we're broadcasting live from Investor Schooling Headquarters, where you can learn how to invest in real estate, trade stocks, and build a financial life you've always wanted. Don't forget to RSVP for a free Thursday night class at
InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com.
It's your chance to learn the secrets of real wealth. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors. So our sponsor, Marketing Agency Near You. Hey, this is the team that builds all our websites. They build the Investor Schooling website, the Sultan Income Fund website, LarrySteinhaus.com website, and our charity Lev27 website as well. You can claim your free consultation and plan at YourFreePlan.com. That's YourFreePlan.com. I also want to thank Peter at PB Adjusting. My friend Peter and his team help homeowners get more money from their insurance claims. You can visit pbadjusting.com to learn how they can help you as well. And of course, the Sultan Income Fund. You get to invest with the Sultan and collect like a king. Oh man, this is for accredited investors only. And we're not allowed to say anymore that it gives you 3 to 4% a month, because our attorney said we're not allowed to say that anymore. So we say returns so great, our attorney said we can't tell you what they are. All right, we want to hear from you, and you can call us at
855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. People don't believe that I can say more than websites and phone numbers. You know that?
I
blame you.
I don't believe that. We were almost through the whole intro, and you didn't say anything. I'm amazed.
Oh my God.
I'm totally blown away that we got this far before you stopped the intro.
That's 855-939-1137.
Now you're yelling into the microphone.
Really? And now you can join the conversation. You can ask your questions or just have a little fun with us live on the air. So grab your coffee. Or if you're driving in your car, grab your coffee in your cup holder. Turn up the volume and get ready for another insightful, unpredictable, and always entertaining episode of The Larry Steinhaus Show. All right, let's get started, Army.
Yes.
What's happening in your life, man?
Ooh, a lot. I'm in the middle of a full day event here in the school. And you came right to me and said, we're still doing the radio show.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on in the next room. Maybe it's on fire. I don't know. Maybe it's a swingers party. Something is happening in the other room, whatever it is right now.
We'll
need to go back there in an hour and see what's going
on. Right. So we have our Money Hacks event today, which is always amazing. We have great speakers. We have great fun. And the room is so packed that we ran out of chairs, didn't we?
It's amazing, yeah. And it's funny because Debbie came yesterday and she's like, we don't have enough chair. And I was at your house and I'm like, nah, it will be okay.
I know.
And I went to my house and I brought 10 more and it's like, okay.
I know. We still need more. Actually, yeah. We did have some in the warehouse that we forgot to bring over, but there's no more room to put them in there anymore. So luckily, we actually bought the office next door. We're having it renovated. And we're going to be able to move our offices or our desks in there, which would be great because that way we can now have more room for the next one. As a matter of fact, you know what? We have a special for the people who are going to go to the next one, which is what? February what?
21st, I think. What, the next Money Hacks?
The next Money Hacks.
Yeah, I think it's February 21. Let me double check. Because we have so many things going on in February. Yeah. It's like crazy.
If anybody wants to, they can actually go to the next one, and there's a coupon you can go for $47.
I'm sorry, February 7th.
February 7th. Wait, yeah. when is the Financial IQ?
Yeah, I think Financial IQ is February 7th. You should stop doing.
I know. I Okay, yes, I have it in my calendar wrong. That's what it is. All right, so financial IQ is 678. I have it on my calendar wrong, so I believe it's the 21st.
Okay, so anyway, so the 21st, yes. We have to double check that. So yeah. If you wanted to go on the 21st, it's a great event. You can go to 4mmw.com. That's the number 4mmw.com. And you can sign up for $47 if you use the coupon code TODAY, because that's a today only. We're using that next door. All right. So we're having this great event. We're having some great speakers. Dan Satowski is now speaking about how to get passive income.
I know. I hate missing when he speaks.
I know, because that's something you want to do.
I hate missing when he speaks. Yeah, I hate missing when he speaks.
That's your favorite. That's your favorite new method of making money is what he's teaching.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing in Delaware. I'm following his method to do Delaware. So
hey, you want
to
talk about it?
Yeah, so Delaware is actually going over pretty well. So far, I'm so excited. We finally have the rough electric approved. We have the rough plumbing approved. We have the HVAC approved. We have, so hopefully Monday, the guy's going to come out for the fire blocking and the insulation inspection. So I reached out to him, left him an email and a voicemail. So hopefully he'll come out Monday. But it's starting to really move along. So the drywall is there. We have to get a little bit more insulation up in there, but it's, you know, hopefully we can order the kitchen soon. The bathroom will start getting done soon. And I'm hoping within the next maybe 2 months or so, everything will be done and it'll be ready to get rented out. So it's really coming along now. Because it took a really long time to get people who were qualified to go out there and who were licensed to go out there. Right. And then the prices were a little more than what I wanted to pay, but you know, whatever. But it's finally starting to move along, so I'm excited about that.
And this all started with, if you remember, if you were a listener to our show, there was a day where we were doing the show, and the guy came to clean the place out, and he took all the plumbing out, and
all the radiators,
all the radiators out, all the plumbing.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask him to do that. He did it, thinking he was supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And he created a mess for you.
So instead of it costing me $6,000, it has cost me almost $20,000.
Wow, and just heating, right?
And just heating.
Yeah.
Just because of that mistake.
So tell us about the plan with this house. What is it that you intend to do with this?
So the goal for this is I'm going to put in a renter for 6 to 12 months. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get a seasoned renter in there. And then after 6 to 12 months, I am going to sell it to a turnkey investor. So what the goal with that would be is I'm going to put together two notes. So I'll sell it to somebody and they'll put 30% down. I'll pay off my first note, which I used to buy the property. And then I'm going to keep the second note as my income, my monthly income. So,
very cool.
Yeah. So that's the goal. And that's actually what Dan teaches, right? So he talks about putting a place together and then, you know, fixing it up and then selling it to a turnkey investor, holding a note and then selling the other one. Like, he holds his notes because he can finance his own, but I can't do that quite yet. I'm still kind of in the process.
Sure.
So I'm going to get a note to pay off my original investor so that it's done. And then the leftover, which should be around somewhere between, I'm hoping between 40 and 50 grand or maybe closer to 40, whatever, we'll see. And I'll hold that as monthly income. So that I'll hold that note for about 10 years and I'll get monthly income off of that, which will be great.
So it's funny. I'm looking at the chat. Nobody's chatting with us. You know why?
Because everybody's upstairs.
They're all in the room. They're all in the room next door.
So I have a question to you about that and about the method here.
Yeah.
Basically, you transfer the deed. When you sell, you hold the deed or you sell it?
I sell it.
Properly.
You sell it and it's seller financing. So what she's going to do is she's going to be basically the bank.
I'm going to be the bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is
so
great.
Yeah. So I'll sell it and they'll have the deed. And then, you know, the first note that I have will be to pay off my original lender.
And you will have a promissory note and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got promissory note and a mortgage.
Promissory note and a mortgage.
Right. Yeah. So now she makes money. So she renovates the place and then she makes money.
Yeah.
You know, on the interest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what do you, like 10%?
10%. He does 9.99% for 10 years.
And you don't need to worry about anything about the property. Now it's somebody else's issue.
Right. So that's why I want to fix it up nicely to make sure that it's done right. That's why I'm so like, well, we have to do this. We have to do this. Because I don't want to sell it to a turnkey investor and them have problems. I want it to be perfect. Right. I don't want them to have any issues at all. So that's why I want to season the tenant in there to make sure that it's a good tenant and it's not a problem tenant. So if I season them for at least 6 to 12 months, I'll know it's a good tenant. And then I can sell it as a turnkey investment so that whoever buys this property is not going to have any issues. They're going to have somebody who's going to stay there. They're not going to have any issues with, you know, the walls or the plumbing or the electric or the heating or anything. Everything should work just perfectly. And then this way they can keep it as a, as a rental income property for however long they want to keep it.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. It's a really great model. And if you do enough of them, like Dan lives off this.
Dan lives off.
He's making $300,000-$400,000 a year doing this. Just that alone.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So he buys the property, renovates it, sells it to somebody as the bank. And he becomes a bank. They give him a deposit, sells it as a bank, and then he keeps the property. And if there's a problem, he just takes the property back.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Really nice. Yeah. Nice model.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. So, my big news. I moved into my house 2 days ago.
Woo! Your house. Woo!
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, I have never realized how hard it is to move. I forgot how hard it is to move. So, it's like, my whole life is all packed up in boxes. This morning, I couldn't even find my socks. That's how difficult my life was at the moment. Yeah. I have rich people problems.
Aww.
Right? Rich people problems, right?
That's funny.
So, I know. It's funny. So, and everybody knows why I had to buy the house, right?
Oh, for goodness sake. Let it go. Let it go already.
You were bored.
No, I bought the house because Debbie house shamed me.
I didn't house shame you.
Debbie house shamed
me. Is it a real thing? House shame you?
Yeah, it was recent house shame about 3 months ago.
Is it a real thing?
She house shamed me about 3 months ago.
I didn't house shame him. Okay, so here's what happened. So, he bought a car for Linda, his wife, the BMW off of Dan Zatowski that we were just talking about.
Right.
Anyway, so Larry and I went over to his house that morning.
So what happened was Linda couldn't go because Linda's brother had just died. And I already sent Dan the check.
I'm like,
I got to go pick up the car. I said, hey, Debbie, can you? And we had to go to Delaware to pick up the car. So I was like, Debbie, hey, can you come with me? Because Linda can't go.
If I would go with you, this whole scenario could be avoided.
I know. I wouldn't have my new house. So maybe it was a good thing that Debbie came.
I agree.
So
you should be thanking me for buying your new house.
Well, you're still house shaming. You're taking it as an insult. I didn't necessarily say it was an insult.
He's not talking about the conclusion. He's talking about how things
started. Right. Yeah. I'm not saying it was a bad thing that you house shamed me.
All right.
So anyway, so Debbie pulls up to my house to pick me up. And go ahead.
So I pull up at his house. And I don't go. I've never been inside your house, but
I've never
even
been in my house.
Yeah, that was the first time I was ever there, actually. Right. Yeah. So, but I've never been in, which is funny because my husband's been inside your house, which I think is interesting. Anyway, so I pull up to his house, and he comes out, and he gets in my car, and I'm like, this is not the house I would have expected for you, because I expected like something bigger or something. I don't know. I guess I just expected more. And I say that because my house, my current house, is bigger than your old house that you just sold.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not like I have a huge house. I don't.
No.
But I just.
Now I'm going to house shame you. Your house is really small.
Now,
yes,
you could put my house inside of a couple of my houses inside your house. Yeah.
It's true.
Yes, yeah. You could put a couple of mine in yours. Yes. But I just didn't expect it. I just expected, I don't know, more from him. And I just didn't.
Don't come to my house.
Why?
Just don't.
I've been to your house already.
I'm afraid of the consequences.
I've been to your house already.
Oh, you're afraid you might have to go buy a house?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't.
I've been to your house already.
Not in my car, not in my houses. Whatever. No.
So that was like the final straw. I mean, I see, some of the people I hang around with, some of my coaches and some of my friends, they have really big houses, really nice houses. And it wasn't as important to me as, until now. And then I'm like, I probably should have a nicer house, And then Debbie has to house shame me. And literally, it was 3 weeks later, I started looking at houses, and we started looking at different houses, and we just bought a beautiful house in Newtown. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Has a cabana in the back. And
what did you do that?
What?
What was it?
When was what?
It's a cabana?
A cabana.
It's a cabana.
It's a cabana.
It's a cabana.
And it's a cabana.
So I think what's interesting, so my house, like I said, it's not that big, but now...
It's
like
a cabana with a bathroom.
It is a cabana with a bathroom.
Sorry, Deb.
I wanted to use the bathroom.
I'm going to finish bugging him,
Well, so what I was thinking is like the house I'm in right now, because my kids have moved out. So
you need a cabana and a bathroom.
Yes,
I need a
you do.
Cabana. I don't have a cabana, so I don't need a bathroom in the cabana.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but my house right now, it's too big for me and my husband right now. Like I was thinking about it this morning because it's just kind of big because there's like there's three rooms that we don't even walk into. You know what I mean? Like because and we never use a dining room because we've been going out to eat a lot. But it's just a big house, right? And your house, like five of my houses will fit in your house.
Not five, but okay.
But two, three? You know, there's three? Two of you. At least, yeah, at least three. How big is your new place?
So without the basement, 7,000 square feet.
Yeah, so my house is like 2,600 square feet. Okay. So, yeah, so there's three of my houses will fit in yours, not including the basement.
Right.
And there's only two of you. And I'm telling you right now that
well,
there's
two of us and a dog.
So you see...
So, but what I'm saying is that my little 2,600 square foot house is too big for me and my husband.
I know.
And now you
most
have
people
one...
people downsize at my age.
And you're,
I upsize.
You're upsizing.
Right, because you house shame me.
I did.
And now she make you feel better about it, so you will sell.
I know. Now she's like, yeah. Oh, now I got to go move into a 55 retirement home condo or something, you know? Oh. All because of you.
All because of me.
Right. Yeah. She's house shaming me again. No matter what, I can't win. Isn't that how it works with women now?
Yeah.
She's not even my wife, but I can't even win her.
Oh, well, apparently I'm your wife because of the, you know.
Oh, that was funny, too.
That was funny. Yeah. So I was setting up all the food for, so you had Latip at your house, here at the school, like a couple of days ago. So I was setting up all the food. We have somebody that we use. And I guess she doesn't know it, but I've been texting with her back and forth. I said, all right, this is what we need and whatever. And then I see the invoice, and it says Debbie Steinhaus.
Shh, be careful. My wife might be listening.
And it was just so funny. And I texted, I took a picture of it, sent it to Larry. I said, I guess we're married now, you know?
Right?
And it was just kind of funny. And Aubrey's just shaking his head. So I showed it to my husband, and he just looks at me and raises an eyebrow. And he's like, really? And I'm like, I don't know, I guess so, you know. So, but I don't get any of the benefits. I don't have this big, huge house to live in or that bathroom in the cabana. So, you know, come on.
And she doesn't even have to get sex with me either.
And I don't get sex with him either. I think that's okay, though. I'm all right with that one.
Oh, man.
Can we move on?
All right. No, it's like this.
Can we move on?
Do I have it?
Can we have it in there?
Can we move on? Let's move on.
I don't have a button on it. All right, so let's move on. Is right.
So let's talk. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the real estate? Keep talking about real estate, or you want to talk about what's going on with the covered calls?
Let's talk about covered calls. That's fine. Sure,
let's
we can
do that.
Yeah. So the cool thing about it just keeps going. It's amazing, right? How much money did you make this month?
Just under $17,000.
$17,000 Debbie made on how much money?
$230,000.
She made $17,000. Yeah. That's for a month.
Amazing.
Right? Yeah. And this is what we're teaching. We're teaching this incredible method of making money. And it's funny because it all started, like, you know, we've been teaching stock options for a really long time. But we developed, so it's not like, I mean, I didn't invent this stuff. I just kind of perfected it, right? So we developed a method of using covered calls with stocks that generates, I don't know, anywhere from 6 or 7% a month on your money, which is amazing. Amazing numbers.
We saw 15 at some people.
What's that?
We saw almost 15.
Yeah, right.
With some people.
Right, but that's the really safe way to do it. The way we do it, the really safe way is we do it this way, and it works. It works really, really well.
Anywhere between 6 and 8%.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So the money, I mean, it's an amazing thing. And now we have the Sultan Income Fund, which is another thing that's really cool. We have this fund that's paying people. It pays people about, I can't say. I'm not allowed to say that it pays 4% a month anymore because the attorney says I can't say it anymore. The attorney says it has to be, you know, returned so good that my attorney says I can't tell you what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to say now. And it's amazing because the people, like, they're fighting to get in the fund now. Now, by the way, if you're listening, it's for accredited investors only. It's by private placement memorandum, and this is not a solicitation. Of course, past performance is no indicator of future results, blah, 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 whatever all the things I have to say, the disclaimers I have to say. But if you're interested in it, you can actually send the word Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N. You can send a text message to 26786. That's 26786. You can send a text message, the word Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N, 26786. And you'll get more information on it if you want. Of course, if it'll ask you for an accredited investor. If you're not an accredited investor, you cannot, and you have to prove it, by the way, you cannot be part of this fund because it's by private placement memorandum only, and there's all kinds of rules. And it's amazing how I've set this thing up, or how we've set this thing up, I should say. You know, it's so professional. All the information is a 98-page PPM that you have to sign off on, that you have to say you read it. I mean, some people read it, some people don't. But I suggest you read it. But it's just an amazing, amazing fund. And the thing with the fund, though, is exactly what we're doing in the fund. We're teaching people exactly what we do.
How to do it on their own.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you could come to investor school and you can learn to do exactly what we're doing. I mean, we're teaching you, we're giving the secrets, we're not even holding them back. In fact, with certain programs, you can even sit in the room with us when we trade and see how we trade. Like, so literally, so Brian is my assistant fund manager, and he's the two of us sit in a room and we discuss the stocks, how we picked them, why we picked them, what we're going to do with them, why we rejected them. And you can sit in that room just like if you were sitting in a professional Wall Street fund manager's room that they'll never let you do. And we'll let you do it because we are, you know, according to SEC rules, we are professional fund managers and we're managing this fund. And this fund is just, it's incredible. And it's a small fund. It's only a $5 million fund. And, you know, the next one will be bigger. And every time we trade, we have the students sit in. Last time we had like 12, 15 students.
God, it was packed. The room was packed.
Yeah, the room was packed.
The room was packed, yeah.
In fact, the interesting thing about that is now, we're going to do one more here. And then next month, or either this one, either December or January, we're going to start doing it at my house.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start doing it in my huge basement that could fit Debbie's house.
Are you going to take that big conference table that says Investor Schooling and put it in your basement?
No.
No? Why not?
Because it's ugly.
It's not ugly. I don't know why we haven't thought about that. That's actually a very good idea.
It's ugly for my basement.
It's not.
It's ugly for my basement.
It's a nice table.
No, I know it's a nice table, but it's ugly for my basement. It's a nice conference table.
Yeah.
But it's ugly for my basement.
What's wrong with your basement?
I want my basement What's to be a little less, you know, a little more, you know, like casual. That's too formal. It's too business.
Yeah, but everybody's going to be sitting around the room.
They're going to be sitting on chairs.
If you don't know what's going on here, this is the Larry Steinhaus.
Did you say folding chairs?
Yeah, folding chairs.
And you think folding chairs is less formal?
No. I'm talking about my basement normally. Like, you know, when people aren't there, when those people aren't there, what I want my basement to look like. I don't have a table.
There is a chance we have two listeners right now. Why won't we? Yeah.
Listen, why don't you get the phone number? Maybe somebody could call and talk about something more less boring than
yes,
my basement.
Yes, please. That's 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137.
You know what happened? We're on at 10 o'clock in the morning again, so nobody knows our show's on. Yeah.
You know
what? I hate that. I hate when they change our time.
I know. You know what trouble my mind still with the covered calls?
What's that?
To ignore the account value.
No.
It's
You're right.
It's not even to ignore it. It's to not get stressed over
it.
Right, because...
I was just looking at mine, and I was just looking at my account just now, and I noticed there is quite a bit of a diff, which I'm trying not to like freak out about. But BA and AT&T,
AT&T were the biggest losers this month.
Yeah, so I'm
in the stocks.
Yeah.
So to hit the button to click the mouse saying I'm withdrawing the premiums was the hardest click I ever did.
Why?
Because
that should be the fun part.
I know, but you feel like I don't deserve it. The account is lower. No, why am I?
I know,
but that's the fight, the mental fight in your mind to still take the premium.
Right.
You still deserve the premium because you sold those options.
That's right.
I know.
It's amazing because that is the hardest part. That's why I tested this for a long time before
I know.
We did it. Because you remember, there was a couple of nights like, oh no, maybe this isn't such a good idea. And then I realized as time went by, it was a great idea. Now, even if those stocks never come back, as long as they stay approximately where they are now, if they never come back, the fund will continue to pay incredible rates and not worry about it. It doesn't matter. It's like, so that's what's hard. So it's like if you had a house and you were renting a house, and let's say the house costs you, I don't know, let's say it costs you $300,000 and you're renting the house and you're making $2,000 a month. Let's just say, make it simple. You're making $2,000 a month. That's all, right? And every month you're making $2,000 a month. But all of a sudden, there's an economy crash on your block where your house is. You know what I mean? Whatever. And your house is now worth $100,000 instead of $300,000. But you're still getting that same $2,000 a month. Would it matter what the house is
worth? No, because I'm not in the market. Exactly.
Exactly. So it's really hard.
I know, but it's still freaking me out, I have to tell you, because I lost quite a little bit on
it. Me too. But there's another thing. How many times you looked at your account, not the fund, your account this month and said, I wish I shouldn't sold the option on Alcoa, for example.
No, I never
because it made so good, it could cover all the loss from AT&T.
Well, yeah, but basically, it's the whole point is you made your premium money on the Alcoa.
Correct.
And you made my profit on the sale too. A little bit of profit on
the sale. Correct. I know, but I guess I'm frustrated because, you know, AT&T was the safe stock that we put in there.
That was the frustrating one, that AT&T was the safe stock. Now, we knew BA was a little risky, but AT&T was the biggest loser this month.
And the problem is that AT&T or Ford, we get the least premium.
Yeah.
No, AT&T, we got a nice premium. For some reason, we did.
Ah, really?
Yeah, I don't remember why. But anyway, let's do this. Let's go to John in Philly. What's going on, John?
Hey, John. Larry, here is John, your friend. You remember me?
All right, watch your mouth. I'm telling you now, watch your mouth.
Kirk, you got to watch this guy. This guy does not know how to use it, not know how to curb his behavior, so just listen to this guy. All right, so what's up, John?
You ready? The latest? Listen, I finally broke down and I bought gold like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Gold?
The gold was selling around $4,250. Guess what? 2 days after that, I bought the thing. I almost cursed. The thing almost started dropping below $4,000. It come back.
So
up
it's your
again.
Fault my gold went down.
What is your view on gold?
So it's your fault my gold went down.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Didn't I tell you to buy silver, not gold?
Yeah.
Now, silver went down too, but. See, the whole point of buying silver is silver has much more room to go. Silver will hit 100 before gold will hit 10,000. And that's important because, you know, because you're going to make more money on your money, assuming you're buying it as an investment. And also, the other thing, too, so silver, I hold the physical silver. Like, I actually have the silver. Oh, that was the funniest. We should talk about that real quick, about my car. What was in my car recently? That was a funny story.
Maybe my insurance agency. Listen, I don't want that.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that maybe after the break. How funny that was. Remind me because that was a funny. That's a funny story.
Okay.
That's a really funny story. But anyway, so I buy silver and I have the physical silver. I actually have it, so I can actually touch it, hold it. You know, it's tucked away in a safe place, of course. But
not always.
Not always, right? Not always, exactly, right? So I buy the physical silver. Physical gold. Did you buy the physical gold, John?
No. I bought like a... I can tell you. Can I tell you this symbol?
Sure, yeah.
What is the symbol? You ready?
GLD?
DXU.
Okay. So the other thing is I would have done... I would have suggested you buy SLV, which is a silver ETF. Again, because you would have... it would have been less
Let
money.
Let me write it down. Let me write it down. I value your opinion. Say it again. SLV.
That's a silver ETF. SLV, right.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. That's what I would have bought. It's fine. It, you know, either one is fine, and you know, you're buying it, but you're buying it for long term or you're buying it for short term?
Well, I was hoping. I bought it for around 200. I was thinking, hey, if I get out 220, I would be more than happy. I think the high was like 270, so I'm looking for 220. Come on.
You need to come to investor schooling.
He was here.
He was here.
Yeah. I know, but you need to come to investor school.
I was there. I almost got thrown out.
I know. I remember.
People don't pay rent, man.
You never came back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You need to come back. You need to come back and let me teach you how to do this right.
So what do you think about the gold? Just sit on it, right?
Yeah, of course. Just sit on it. Of course.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. It'll come back, and hopefully it'll come back before you die.
Right. Hopefully, yes. Listen, real estate question. This blows my head.
Sure.
I do plumbing on the side for like a real estate company, right? So they give me this water bill, right? Would you believe they're trying to find what is wrong in that house? I mean, I went there, I changed the flappers, I checked everything. The water meter is not spinning. They showed me the bill. Are you ready for this? For a month, Philadelphia Water Company, approximate gallons used per day. You ready for this? 1,022 gallons a day.
Okay,
and
so
I can't find any leaks.
You know, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
A running toilet or something?
No. The water company either did a misread on the meter, like the month before, or the meter went over to 0000 and started over again. I've seen that happen before. So they need to call the water company and say, hey, this is impossible.
Yeah. Have you been in the house and you saw that the meter is not running, nothing is...
Exactly.
You listen to the sewer pipe, nothing is going on?
Yeah, they need to call the water company.
Yeah, there's something.
I've seen that happen to me. I had an electric bill once that was like $10,000 in a 1,000 square foot apartment, and that's what happened. The meter went over, like, you know, it clicked over, like all the zeros went to one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It went over.
So basically, change the water meter.
Yeah, maybe the water meter needs to go. They need to call them up. All right, John.
It's also
you
got
to come back to Investor Schooling. When are you coming back? You coming back Monday night?
Larry, can I mention one more thing? I don't want to hold you up, but this is genius on my part. Are you ready for this? You know, I figured this out on my own. To make sure the toilet doesn't run, okay, the flapper. I mean, I can tell when the water's a little waving in there. But you know what I did last time? First, I shut off the main, the shut-off valve underneath the toilet, okay? I flush the toilet, make sure the shut-off valve works 100%, right? So when I establish it's working 100%, then I turn it back on, I fill the tank, and guess what? Then I shut off the valve again. Now, I'm going to go there now today, and I'm going to turn the valve back on, and nothing should be running.
Oh, we lost him.
Stop running. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It makes sense to me, but I mean, you know, you're a plumber, so you figure it out. All right, let me do this, John. When do you come back? You coming back Monday night?
Thinking from me, I got to think about it, man. I got so many things.
Okay. Well,
thank you for talking to me, all right?
Well, you keep flushing toilets and buying gold at too high prices, and then eventually you'll talk to me. All right, John, take care. Let's do this real quick. What's the phone number, Omri?
That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137.
One more.
855-939-1137.
All right, cool. Let's go to commercial.
855-939-1137.
Are you done now?
What?
Are you done now?
I think so.
Okay.
Do commercial.
Go to commercials, Kirk.
Hey, this is Larry Stidus with Investor Schooling. How many times are you going to listen to my voice before you finally go to investorschooling.com? I can't believe you haven't signed up for a class yet. You're going to learn real estate investing. You're going to learn stock options trading. You're going to learn things about money that you didn't even know existed. Go to investorschooling.com right now. Oh my goodness. This Thursday, investorschooling.com, and take that free class. See you there. Hey, this is Larry Stidus with Investor Schooling. Listen, I know sometimes you worry about coming to see me because you don't want to invest in real estate, because you don't want to deal with toilets, trash, or tenants. I'm going to teach you a way that you don't have to deal with toilets, trash, or tenants, or even own any real estate and invest in real estate at the same time. You want to learn this, so go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com, and take a complimentary class this Thursday, and I promise you, no toilets, no trash, no tenants. Hey, this is Larry Stidus with Investor Schooling. I've been talking about myself for all these years. Now it's time for you to hear from one of our great clients.
Investor Schooling lives up to the promises. Larry's a great teacher, teaches about the whole new approach to thinking about money. I've taken to heart many of the things that he's taught me, and my financial life has improved.
Come to Investor Schooling, and you could be just like Charlie and change your financial life. Go to investorschooling.com. We will see you Thursday. Hey, this is Larry Stidus with Investor Schooling. Did you know that we have a radio show right here on WPHT every Saturday at 1 o'clock? It's called The Larry Stidus Show. And you want to listen to this show because it's a live show and you can call in. In fact, here's the call-in number.
855-939-1137.
And when you call in, you can ask us questions about real estate, the stock market, even politics. Make sure you tune in Saturday, 1 o'clock. This is Larry Stidus with Investor Schooling. This is Larry Stidus with Investor Schooling. Did you know that there are so many different ways to prepare for retirement and annuities are not the answer? Come learn this Thursday by taking a free class on Investor Schooling. Come to Investor Schooling and you will learn so many different ways that you can make more money in retirement than you actually expected to. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday. That's investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. We'll see you there.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling.
Oh, I like this music.
You're digging it, huh?
Yeah.
I'm digging it, too. I didn't know if I wanted to end. All right. This is the Larry Stidus Show. We are back. I also want to shout out to a couple of our sponsors, too. I want to say hey to my good buddy Dan at Marketing Agency Near You. Listen, if you guys want to create a website, if you want to create a really nice website for your company, check out our websites. Our websites are investorschooling.com, Sultan Income Fund, LarrySteinhaus.com, and of course our charity, Lev27.org. The company that does that for us is a company called Marketing Agency Near You. And you can talk to Dan, and if you'd like to, he will give you a free consultation. by going to yourfreeplan.com. That's yourfreeplan.com. Great guy. Also, my friend Peter and his team at PB Adjusting. So if you ever had like a claim, a homeowner's claim on your insurance, you know, you would call Peter first, and he'll be able to get you more money. Or actually, I should say not more money, but the money you deserve. Because a lot of times these insurance companies, they say, hey, yeah, whatever. That's a $3,000 repair when it's really a $25,000 repair. And you think you're done, but you're not. If you bring in a public adjuster like my friend Peter from PB Adjusting, you will actually get more money. So go to pbadjusting.com and you can learn how they can help you. Of course, the Sultan Income Fund also sponsors the show too. And you can invest with the Sultan, collect like a king. And if you want to make a lot of money, I'm telling you, this is the place to go. Go to sultanif.com. That's sultanif.com. And you can learn more. Of course, past performance is no indicator of future performance. And
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to say all these things. By PPM only and accredited investors only. And I always forget to say these things, so I just want to make sure I mention that. And you have to be an accredited investor. And, of course, if you want to find out more, go to sultanif.com. All right.
You're done.
You want to tell the story about the silver and the guns?
You can if
it's
you want.
It's a hysterical story.
You want to?
I do. So what happened was, you know, I'm moving stuff from my house. And I got some silver in my house. I got enough ammo in my house for a small army.
Do you know about that or no?
Have
you
heard? I know he collects. Right. I haven't seen it, but I know.
Do you know the
doesn't.
Story that is coming?
No, you don't know.
Okay, no, so it will be first time for you.
And I have enough ammo for a small army. I mean, I have, like, you know, just pretty much, you know, enough guns to keep my house safe, but, you know, not an arsenal. I also have, of course, I have survival food too, right? You know, like I have, you know, I keep about 30 days worth of survival food, you know, because, you know, when COVID came, everybody wondered if we were going to be able to get food because when all supermarkets were closed and blah, blah, blah. So I keep survival food. I keep some silver in my house. And I also keep guns and ammo in my house. So the moving company said, we won't move those things. You can't put ammo on our moving truck. You can't put guns on our moving truck. You can't put silver on our moving truck. They won't let us do it. They won't let you do it. So what I did was, you know, I had to pack it into my car. So I pack it all into my BMW, right? And I'm driving around with this, and I'm wondering, like, you know, first of all, if I would have driven into New Jersey and got pulled over, I would have spent 5 to 10 years in jail.
Not good.
Because I was driving around with it, right?
Not good.
Right, because there's enough ammo there, like I said, for a small army. So I'm driving around with it. I tell Ami I'm driving around with it, and he goes, dude, you can't drive around with that. I'm like, I know, but I got no place to put it because I sold my house on Tuesday, and I didn't buy the other house till Thursday, so I had to drive around with it because my stuff was in the moving van. So I say, he goes, put it in my garage and just leave it there. I'm like, Ami, I don't know if that's a good idea. And he's like, why? I go, listen, Ami, I mean, just imagine, right? They see this brand new BMW with silver guns and ammo in it in your house, and you're an immigrant trying to get your green card.
I am more worried about people will ask why my Maserati is outside and not inside.
Right? So I'm like, if you get in trouble, any trouble at all, and they go into your house and they find this car in there, you're done. I mean, ICE is going to swarm on your house.
I took the fire extinguisher from the kitchen and I put it in the garage. Not that it would help in any way, but I said...
So he finally convinced me, and I'm like, all right, I'll do it. But I was really, like, for 2 days, I was really nervous that if any... I mean, look, I of course, it would be terrible if my car was broken into and any of that stuff was stolen. But it would be more terrible if for some reason somebody knocked on Army's door, like, I don't know, maybe he drove drunk home or something and a cop followed home and it's a, you know, open up your garage and they find this car and they're like, oh my goodness. So the whole time I'm in a panic because, you know, my best friend is doing a really nice favor for me, risking his citizenship over holding my car in his garage.
Ozzy is coming to me. He said, let's take a ride. I want to ride in this car. I said, listen, it's not the right time. We'll clear the car and we'll do a ride.
Yeah, his son wanted to go for a ride in the car. I'm like, no, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah,
right,
not now.
I didn't even want to give him the key, but I'm like, he's got to get the key just in case he has to move it. But I figured if he didn't have the key, at least he could say, no, my friend dropped the car off here. And, you know, it was like, whatever. But I was a little nervous leaving the car in there for you.
I know, you know that I had a ting.
A ting?
I had a ting.
You had a ting?
Referring to our caller, John, who called before, I had a tenant that tried to, I guess she was mad at me, and she tried to get back at me, and she used the water to get back at me. She was a resident in a duplex.
What did she do?
She, every time I wasn't around, every time there was a leak or something like that, I got the bill, I came to check it. Unfortunately, she knew I'm coming because they said I'm coming to check. She shut the water off. The minute I left, she turned all the faucets on and all that. And I got like $1,000 bills every month. And what I had to do, I put a device on the meter that detect leaks and send me like a notification to my phone. And I figured it out. And then one time I came, and I didn't tell her that I'm coming. And while I was in the basement, I heard the water going on and on and on. Because I was in the, she was in the second floor apartment, and I was in the basement, which is attached to the first floor apartment. And I said, what's going on? Is anything running? She said, no, nothing is running. And immediately everything shut off. And I figure out what she's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a mental issue.
You can't get the money. You can't get the money from her.
Whatever, yeah, but I figure it out and we deal with it, yeah. But it was something intentionally being done by a tenant. I think you had something with somebody open a car wash or something.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was somebody else. Yeah, they started washing cars using the hose, the bib hose, and they started washing cars as a business in the driveway. So I told the person, you know, it was long before I had investor schooling. It was, you know, somebody I was just like mentoring a little bit. And I said, this is what you do. You disconnect, you cut the hose bib and you plug it on the inside of the garage.
Yeah.
I mean, not the garage, in the inside of the basement, so you can't do it anymore. So they did.
Okay.
And that was the end of it. But Tana got really pissed. But who cares, right? You can't do that kind of stuff. That's just not right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah, I just found that car story pretty funny. You know. All right, Debbie didn't find it amusing.
No, not really. You know, I could have held your stuff for you if you wanted to. Not your car, though, but, you know, everything else in it.
But I couldn't.
You have a double garage.
Yeah, I have two garages.
Not a single garage. You could park at her place. You have a double garage.
Well, you can't park inside the garage, but
it's too much to park inside the garage.
No, there's just too much crap in there because I have Phil's has his two bikes on the one side. And then I have a bunch of other stuff that I need to go through and get rid of at some point. So I need to get – what I need is like a 60-yard dumpster, and I need to put it in my driveway, and I need to just empty my house and put it in this dumpster.
It's called a bagster.
It's the best invention ever. I need something bigger than that. I want to throw away couches. I need to throw away bookshelves. I need to throw away
– Husbands.
Wait. You want to have somebody come pick them up? Are they in good shape?
What?
Is that stuff in good shape? The bookcases and the couches, are they in good shape?
The couches, the cats got to them.
Would they be good to go to a thrift store? Somebody would buy them.
Yeah, probably a thrift store, maybe.
I got a guy who'll come pick them up.
All right.
Remind me, I'll tell you about it. It's in my tip group.
Okay. Yeah, I really just want to empty out. There's all this kinds of stuff that I just don't want, and none of it's mine.
Make sure you explain to him, don't touch the radiators, okay?
That's funny.
I would really like to empty out my house. Because all the stuff in there, like my husband's very much a hoarder, and he makes me crazy. Because all my philosophy is, if you don't touch it for a year, you don't need it. That's my philosophy.
Oh yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So, but he, you know, does
not. When in doubt, throw it out, right?
But he does not have that philosophy. So he likes to hold everything. He has clothes that are so big on him, and he refuses to let go of them. I'm like, come on, you're making me crazy.
He was bigger.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was huge.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know.
He was a big guy for a long time.
My sickness is paper.
Every paper
I have to save, whatever. I have every paper my kids brought from school ever.
Mm. That'd be great one day.
I know. That's what I'm saying to myself.
Yeah, but you know, paper that you write, it's not that important.
No, not that. Like every bill, I pay a Pico bill.
And you save the bill?
I stamp the payment confirmation and I put it in the folder. Why? I don't know. Why?
I don't know.
Why? It's more than that. When I pay my taxes, I pay it online. I still save the envelope that comes with the tax. I don't know why. I don't know. Social Security say I don't deserve anything.
You know what I mean? I love my stuff. Like, I hate my office now because it's like there's so many papers everywhere. I used to love getting mail. When I was younger, I used to love getting mail, like in the regular mail. I used to love it. Now I get all this crap, and I don't even want it. Like,
I know.
I hate it.
That's part of that, and it's the same thing with the emails. How many emails do you get every day?
Oh, I know. I delete 200 emails a day.
I think my thing is up to like 5,000 or something, and like it makes me crazy. Like I can't. I just can't even get through them. It's like so. I look every day and I delete a bunch.
Every time I do unsubscribe for any kind of email, it seems like more are coming up. It's ridiculous.
Right. So I want to. So our Money Hacks event today that we're doing right now. Obviously, you can't come today. You can go to the next one if you want to go to 4mmw.com and use the coupon code. Today you get it for $47 for the next one, which is fantastic in February. So I want to talk about that concept. Of course, comes from my book, my Money Hacks book. And there's so many good stuff. There's so much good stuff in my book, right? What's your favorite chapter in my book?
The one pay lease. I seem to maybe because I was trying to do it with when I bought my Jeep.
Right.
Like I really, really focused on the one pay lease.
Yeah.
Section.
How to,
you know
how to
mean?
Get a car. So
and
one
I,
pay lease.
Yeah, because when I was buying my, remember I kept calling you on the side, and my husband's like, "What the hell are you doing?" And the guy's like, "Oh, this is different." You know what I mean? Because I kept calling you when I was trying to buy my Jeep. So it was just because I was very focused on trying to get the one pay lease thing squared away.
Yeah. So one pay lease is pretty neat. It's a way that you can buy a car for 3 years, pay less, like if you, especially if you can buy a car cash, instead of buying the whole car, instead of paying for the whole thing up front, you pay for 3 years of the car up front in a lease, and one pay lease, and then you buy the car after the lease, if you want it, if you still want it. That's a really great thing, plus you save money. When you do the math, it actually saves you a lot of money, which is a really cool thing. That's in my book. What's your favorite chapter in my book?
So when you came up with your book, I just got the Social Security number. And I started with the credit cards.
Nice.
So I think that's my
right.
I think I reached around 250,000.
Nice.
In credit cards.
Nice.
Stupidly enough,
1.3 million. Now.
Oh my god.
$1.3 million worth of available credit cards. So yesterday, last night, I was on. I woke up I fell asleep last night, 8 o'clock, in our house. Our house is like away from everything, so there was no trick or treaters.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife buys all this candy. Of course, she wakes me up in the morning because she wants some candy. I'm like, no, I don't want any candy. But she, you know, she's feeding me candy right away. I think she's looking around, going, I could live here alone, and if I feed him enough candy, he'll have a heart attack. No, I don't think she's doing that. But
how it's related to the subject?
What is wrong with you?
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
The credit cards.
So I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So what do I do when I wake up at 4 o'clock? Everybody knows
you
what I do.
You apply for
credit cards. But I actually didn't apply for credit cards this time. I actually went on my credit card spreadsheet, my Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see if I needed to pay any of them, right? And I'm realizing that, you know, that there's so many credit cards. And there's so many of them. Like, some of them I even forget I have.
Aren't you amazed sometimes that the same company, because what's going on is we get those letters in the mail, the best things, that you're pre-approved.
Those are the best letters.
Best letters, and there is a new thing, Experience sometimes sent you that you are pre-approved, and they give you all those options for cards that you are pre-approved for.
Right.
And there is no ding to your credit if you don't get them. If you don't get, if you've been rejected.
So that's not the Experian ones are not the same thing as getting a
what
mailer.
What amazes me.
The mailer is the best.
I know, but what amazes me is that companies that give you the card, giving you the opportunity to get another card, but it's the same card. You know how American Express have the blue and the black and the silver and all that? I mean, Citibank, I have like three of them. Exactly the same card.
That's funny. I have now, I think it's 11 American Express cards now. I mean, 11 American Express accounts.
Yeah.
Which to me is hysterical.
I know.
I have 2 platinum cards that I pay $6.95 a year for each one.
Yeah.
Because they each have, the company, I need the benefits in that company, and the other, what I need the benefits in that company. So I pay it, but it's worth it. Then I have another card, a Citi card, my AA card, my American Airlines card, gives me the lounge.
You know that American
when we fly to Ruskin, we hang out in the lounge.
Yeah,
Debbie liked the lounge. I remember Debbie was like so excited about the lounge.
Yeah. American Express has the bad parent approach, because American Express give you a limit, right? But then you charge over the limit. You know what? It's fine. And then you do it again. Sure, why not?
You know who else does that? And it was kind of a problem.
PayPal. A Home Depot Home for you, Depot. Yeah. Home Depot.
So
yeah.
I had
Why it's a
Home
problem.
Depot Pro account.
Yeah, I had a Home Depot Pro account. I think my limit was what, 20 grand? Right. I was at 35,000 and they were still letting me charge. Yeah, right. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Because I remember looking at the bill.
Do you
like,
want them to stop you? What's going
on? Well, no, but I had no idea it was that high.
She thought that it would be declined at a certain point.
I just thought it would be declined.
So she just keeps charging and doesn't realize. You know, yeah. Typical woman, right? Just keeps charging without looking at it.
I don't know. But the one night, like, I'm like, I'm looking at it freaking out. And Larry sits down with me. He's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened here? It was all from Monroe. And I'm like, what on earth? So I don't understand how they let me charge that
so
much.
So it's the mindset that it's always 20.
You're well, always at the limit. I just thought it was 20, right. And I'm like, all right, I haven't reached it yet. Let's just charge whatever
you need on it. In Ruskin, we have one card, one American Express card for 10 grand, and it reached 20.
Did it?
It's reached 20.
And it's funny how they don't give you a...
No, they just let you keep doing it. I know.
I find it so odd.
But when the minimum payment arrive, the minimum payment is everything over the 10.
Right.
Plus the minimum point
for the 10. That's right. Exactly. So
correct.
You got to keep that in mind.
So
right?
I need to keep that in mind. Right. That's
that
the
again.
Thing.
You have to what? Say that again.
So
now?
if in other words, if the limit is 10,
yeah,
and he charged 20,
yeah,
he has to pay the difference, which is 10,
okay,
and the minimum payment for the 10,
correct,
okay, gotcha.
So yeah, gotcha. So the payment was something. That's why that was the week you borrowed money from me for the business,
for us, not for you. Not for you. We are partners. I keep doing that. I keep need to remind him that we are partners sometimes.
Well, only like, I don't mean disrespect.
I know.
It's because
I know.
You pay the bills.
I know.
So when I say you borrowed money from me, I mean it's because as you as the bill payer, not as the partner.
We are getting there. We are getting there. We have 3 mobile homes. The 2 of them are very close to be done. We are building porches today.
Fabulous.
One for each one.
Fabulous.
With screen rooms outside.
Fabulous.
And they will be awesome. And that's it. I don't know. The park is getting there.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Slowly but surely.
Fabulous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, like, you know, I know that's a very stressful thing for both of us. Much more stressful for you because you've been running it. But it's so good. I'm just so excited that we have it, you know.
One day.
You know, the only thing that's really cool about it, Omri, is I think it actually is good for you mentally.
So, you know, I remember we were talking
I'm not sure you are good for me mentally.
That's very possible.
Yes.
Okay, Dad, what are you saying?
No, so I remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about, I was saying how I wanted to take a course for like a week or two on like construction and
electric. Guess who's doing
that? Who's doing that?
Home Depot. Home Depot's doing that right now.
Like, really?
Like
I saw an ad somewhere and I forgot about it. And I like wanted to, like I saw it, I was like thinking about you and I never did anything with it. But Home Depot is actually giving out certifications to be a qualified this or that.
Oh, okay.
And right. For flooring, for example, Floor and Decor do courses too. And if you are a pro with Floor and Decor, they're free.
So I looked at one and it was up, I forget where it was, but they do a 2-week course and they run through everything, but they only do it once a year and it's November. Actually, it starts today. And I'm like, oh, well, the time doesn't work. And I did reach out to them to see if they do it any other time during the year, and it'll do it again next November. So, but somebody else was talking about there was something up in New Hampshire, but I would love to go for like a week or two to learn, like, because I know you helped me with the kitchen. Like, some of the stuff I just don't really know, and I'd like to, I mean, I think I learned more in Delaware.
Just start doing it.
Yeah, I learned more in Delaware than I did in Monroe, but I mean, I want to understand, you know, how you figure that this is 15 inches or why you're doing this, you know, 12 inches from here. Or like, I just want to know that kind of stuff. Or, you know, how to figure out what
it's
the
lighting like college. When you will be involved in it, you will learn so much more than the theory you will learn
exactly
in college.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I would like to go to a class where they just, you know, teach you for a week or two. I would really enjoy something like that because then I could get a better handle on how the whole thing works. You know, instead of calling you up and saying, help me with this, you know. So. And then Larry gets upset because I'm calling you and not him. And it's just like, oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm so jealous that she calls you instead of me.
I know because he said something to me about it. He's
so
like,
start
why
calling
I
him.
Calling
start
Omri.
Calling him.
I know, because
no, keep calling Armin.
No, start calling him.
No, keep calling Armin.
He feels so bad about it. He feels upset.
Yeah, but then you're like, you never listen to me. And then Larry's like, you never listen to me.
No.
I'm just like, oh my goodness,
no, no. That's a joint progress. That's a joint thing with me and him. We both tell you never listen to us. Because you have a thing that we tell you to do something.
That is so not true.
And then you do the opposite.
That is so not true.
Oh my God.
It is so not true.
Does it true? Is it true?
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's not true. What have I done that it was completely opposite what you told me to do?
So many things.
What? So many things.
Yeah, we don't have specifics because, you know, it happens and then we just like, and we watch it happen and we're like, all right, whatever. So Army's the same way, by the way. You know, but you're worse. And it's like, I could do A or I could do B is with you, right? And we say, listen, B is the better choice because blah, blah, blah. And then you go, but A will give me this, 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 and this. I said, but B is the better choice. But A will give me this, this, and this. But B is the better choice because, but A will give me this, this, and this. Okay, Debbie, do A. You understand? It's the same thing with Army with tenants, right? Army, we rejected that tenant 3 months ago, but they still haven't found a place. That's because everyone else is rejecting them too. Yeah, but we can't find tenants, so let's use them. Army, that's a really bad idea. But Larry, but blah, 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 blah. Army, stop.
I used to be the worst landlord.
So one day he'll go, Larry, what about this tenant, the one we've been talking about for the last 3 months that you keep rejecting? What should we do? Army, take him. You know why, right?
Because you don't want to hear it anymore.
Because he'll shut up.
Right? I don't even need to say
I told you so because he'll just shut up.
And then I never take them.
Right, and then you take them anyway. Then I got to hear about it again.
I know, but I don't do that.
I have a sickness. When I have.
You do. You do it differently than he does it.
When I have.
You get annoyed. I'm sorry. No. You get annoyed. So here's the thing about Army and I. We both love you. You know, you're our best friend, right? Three of us are best friends.
Aww.
And what happens is when we see you getting upset, we don't like it. So, you know, so like when you're doing the A, right?
It's not upset. It's hurt. She's getting hurt.
Hurt, exactly, right. Hurt.
Yes.
Right. We got 1 minute. So I got to finish this real quick. So she gets hurt. So when we see you getting hurt, when we're telling you to do B, and you want to do A, we feel bad. Because you get mad, and you literally walk out of my office and go, boom. And, you know, like that kind of attitude, I'm like, all right, Debbie, do A, because I don't want you to feel bad. But I know in the end, it was a mistake. All right, anyway.
So I just want to answer because somebody asked us a question.
We have 10 seconds.
I know. Somebody asked us, why do you need so many credit cards?
Right.
Because that gave you the option to do whatever you want.
Right, I can do anything
you want. Okay. Whatever you
anyway,
want.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate Deb for being here. I appreciate you, Armory, for being here as well. Of course, we appreciate Kirk for being our producer today while Glenn is out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about. I don't know if we could talk about it on the radio, but I don't know if I'm going to mention why he's out. But he's out. Anyway,
let's just say our hearts and prayers are with Glenn right now.
Anyway, come to Investor Schooling. Go to investorschooling.com. You can learn more. Investorschooling.com. We will see you on Thursday. Take care.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.